beautiful morning, new sunshine, morning bay, none the water. All right, so what you finna do for the 100K party? 100K, 100K. Wow, look at the sunrise. All right, so some thoughts. So it looks like the 100K party might be happening faster than expected, .. is that even funny anymore? It's like, this is getting... That's great, ain't it, Jay? What's your order? Bitcoin filet.
Yeah, nice.
Ditch the loser apple behind... Apples for losers. All right, so if you didn't jack yourself into MicroStrategy, MSTR, Bitcoin... you're probably not feeling super great right now. Even if if you're all in NVIDIA, Tesla, whatevs, like, it looks like you're gonna be left behind. So, some funny thoughts. Looks like, Bitcoin is the way. So, it's funny, it's like you're almost like a scientist, right? You could be pummeling away, banging your head against a concrete wall for years. I mean, I've been actually following Bitcoin since 2017, right? Everything happens as it should happen, right? Like, I mean, honestly, it was like kind of my kicking myself in the butt for not buying $100 of Bitcoin when my roommate Kevin told us to speculate on when we were juniors in college, but I've been c'est la vie. The upside, wow! Beautiful sunrise, that's the 100K sunrise. So what that then means is, if you just think about life in general, it's like everything happens as it should have happened. No more regrets about nothing, because everything happens as it should happen. Everything happened for the most supreme reason possible. Hashtag no regrets. Okay, so the funny thought is the difference between money versus capital. So it looks like, I don't know, do people really like money? Do they like being, like, I think people like the idea of being rich or having money or spending it or something, but actually being rich is maybe not on most people's radar. Oh yeah, look at that sunrise. It might not be on people's radar. So problems, looks like the first problem is in terms of money, the difference between money and capital. So capital is what we really seek, it's not money. Money, I mean, the best way to think about it is like currency. So, you got PayPal, Venmo, Apple Pay, Cash App, whatevs, Visa, your checking account. Use that to buy a cup of coffee, stuff on Amazon, etc., right? But what we really seek is capital. What capital is the real deal. So capital is,
nice sunrises.
So capital is the real deal. What essentially capital is capital is the real power in which we seek, in which, things, and we have value. And so capital is owning like a square block in the middle of Gangnam or in Manhattan or Tokyo, right? That's like Ginza, right? Like owning a square block in Ginza, even though the economy of Japan is tanking, I mean, still very valuable, right? But what's a trillion times more important than physical real estate, physical capital? It's obviously digital cyber capital, because it's like everywhere. It's like above us, right? It's like always everywhere at once, but not, right? So pretty simple. Because the problem with physical land, physical capital. Like, even if you owned a square block in Ginza, right? You're probably going to be paying money to the Japanese government, property taxes, or, who else? Maybe you're paying money to the... the governor or the mafia or the yakuza, the Bitcoin yakuza, right?
Well, yeah, look at that.
Beautiful morning. Okay, so yeah, so that's a problematic thing, right? You're gonna get taxed out of existence, and the governor, the mayor, the on a president, on an emperor, they're gonna do everything in their power to tax you into to death, right?
Yeah, look at that. It's beautiful.
So as a consequence, yeah, that's taxes are the real killer. Like, even...
Wow, look at this. It looks so beautiful. Yeah.
So you can get taxed out of existence. And the problem with taxes is, even if you're being taxed at like 1%, which seems like kind of a little, right? Over the long course of time, 1% over 30, 40 years is like half the property value, right? So the only way you can fight this is if you can intelligently rent it out or something. But still, too many difficulties at hand, in my opinion. So what is the future? So the future obviously is digital capital, because digital capital is everywhere at once. It's indestructible. It's immortal. No, physical land or physical property, easy to mismanage, right? But like, even a dummy could just keep, you know, Bitcoin in like a wallet and just not touch it and just remember the keys or whatever, or have the keys, or I don't know, your face print, your thumbprint, whatever, right? Biometrics. It's kind of hard to mess up Bitcoin. Just keep buying it, stacking it. And you're finna give it to your kids. Cause when your kids have kids. That's the goals, right? So yeah, pretty simple, pretty straightforward. And so I guess the ultimate thought is, yeah, like, money is kind of irrelevant. Capital is king. The new capitalism, cyber capitalism. Yeah, and I think capitalism is joy. Like, to build more capital, to see your capital accumulate is like a big smile on your face. It's like, my thought is Bitcoin is like solidified happiness. Bitcoin is capitalism is happiness. And losers like Karl Marx and all these other losers, it's like, don't hate me because you don't know how to build capital. So how you have access to that capital? It's like, obviously, it could be through hard work, through inheritances, whatever, right? Doesn't really matter how you get the capital.